Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
And the Bible writes and reads, "For God so loved you, he loved you so dearly that he provided because he knows what is coming. And so he gave you his only begotten son. For God so loved you dearly. God never wants you to suffer. He never wants you to be in pain. And so he delivered to you his own son. His own son. Who he gave him a name above all names." Hallelujah. Amen. And he testified about this son. He said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased." Hallelujah. Amen. And so we know that all things work together for them who are in this son. Everything works together for well to anybody who is in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And so David stood up and said, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want." Oh, praise God. Because Jesus Christ was provided for me. And so the Lord Jesus Christ, because of Jesus Christ, the Lord is my shepherd. And so I shall never want. Oh, praise God. And so I became a Christian when I heard those words that the God loved me. He provided Jesus Christ so that I wouldn't be sick. He provided Jesus Christ so that I wouldn't be poor. He provided Jesus Christ for my sake, that all things should go well in my life. And so I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. Oh, praise God. Amen. In order to enjoy, because his name is a strong tower. And it has been testified that anybody who runs into this name should live in peace. His name is a rock. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Anybody who comes to him, like he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest." And so I run into him in order to have rest. Oh, praise God. In order to have peace of mind. Hallelujah. So why is it that I came to Jesus? Why is it that I'm in Jesus Christ? And in 2014, things weren't going well for me. Hallelujah. Amen. I tried all in vain. But in 2014, there was no success. What did I do wrong? And I searched myself and I tried to find out what I did wrong. And I went to the Lord and I questioned the Lord. And I said, "Lord, what did I do wrong? Where is the error? I want to know. Because I don't want to carry the same burden into 2015. I want everything to be smooth in 2015. And the Lord answered me and said, Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 4-8. He said, "I delivered the Israelites from bondage. I led them through the Red Sea in the wilderness. And I led them through a land that no one has ever been before. But when they were all right, they forgot about me. Instead of to have faith in me, they were now started to walk by sight." Hallelujah. "Oh, they deserted my covenant. And the agreement I have with them, they spat on it. Because now they were well-to-do. And I told them that I am their God. They said, 'No, we want a king like everybody else. We want to be like every other nation.' When I told them that they are not like every other nation. Oh, my covenant with them was broken. And they couldn't see me. They lost me and I lost them. But yet, I still have something in me for them. Praise God. Amen. In 2014, when we became all right, when things started to go all right in our lives, we tend to forget about who made things all right in our lives. 2015, the Lord is telling you, Jesus Christ stood up and said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died. Your fathers walked by sight and they died. Because anyone who comes to the Lord must have faith that he is. And he's a provider to anybody who has faith in him. Oh, praise God. Amen. Because your fathers didn't have any more faith in me. And they lost me and I lost them. So, brother and sister, let it be aware that this 2015, the Lord is telling you and he's telling me, if we walk by sight, our faith will be devastated. But if we walk by faith and we relinquish control to the Spirit, because God is a spirit, and it's a spirit that gives life, the flesh profiteth nothing. If we release control to the Spirit, and if we decrease for the Spirit to increase, changes will come our way. Praise God. The Lord said, the Israelites, they forgot about me. They forgot about me. And the treaty that I had with them, oh, was discarded. They never knew what I did for them. But yet I led them through the wilderness. Oh, yes, I did what no one could do for them. But when they became all right, they walked by sight. Jesus Christ said, your fathers, they walk by sight. Your fathers, they walk by sight. Only what they see day to day is what they want. They want a God and a king like everybody else. So they made Baal. They worship Baal. They want to see. They want to be like everybody else. Don't try to be like everybody else. You are unique. Oh, praise God. You are unique. Oh, he said, let the transformation of your mind renew you. Hallelujah. Amen. Walk in the new image. Because when you are in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature. Let the old things pass away. Behold, let all things become new. Oh, praise God. Oh, Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. And I have faith in my Redeemer. Job chapter 19, verse 25, 27. I know my Redeemer lives. I know he's alive. Do you know your God is alive? Do you know your Jesus Christ is real? Hallelujah. Are you going to walk by sight? Or you are going to walk by faith? Are you going to walk according to how you think? Or you are going to walk according to what the Lord says. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Reed.
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 4 to 8. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me?
What injustice have you found in the Lord that you don't trust him anymore? What injustice have you found in the Lord that you question the things that he's doing? What injustice have you found in the Lord, oh, divineless church, that you have gone astray and you don't believe in the Lord anymore? What injustice? He said, what injustice has your fathers found in me? Oh, I led them through and I gave my hand to them and I did more for them. Divine Elect Church, the Lord has done more for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just sang a song. The Lord who began it, he will accomplish it. The Lord who began it, he will accomplish it. Oh, he's the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and said? You said you are a Christian. What has gone wrong? What have you found in me that is wrong? And that's the reason why you have turned your back to me. Oh, no, in 2015, if you walk by faith and not by sight, you will see me. Oh, praise God. Because I'm going to renew my covenant. He said, what has your forefathers? What wrong did they find in me? Sister, read.
What injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me, have followed idols, and have become idolaters? Neither did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and pits, through a land of drought and the shadow of death, through a land that no one crossed and where no one dwelt? I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and its goodness.
I brought you into Jesus Christ. I gave you my son, Jesus Christ. And I testify about my son that I have eternal life in my son. Oh, peace and prosperity in my son. That I have healing and tranquility in my son. That whosoever believes in my son will never perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, praise God. What injustice have you found in me? Hallelujah. That you don't trust me anymore and you don't believe in me anymore and you question and you lean on your own understanding. What injustice have you found in me? This 2015, if you walk by faith and not by sight, you will see my wonders. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I have sworn upon my wrath and I never fail. I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm the God who never changes. And whatever I have said I'm going to do, nobody, when I raise my hand, nobody can bring it down. And when I open, nobody closes. And when I close, nobody opens. And when I bless, nobody changes it. And whatever I bless, we remain blessed. Praise God. My words will never come back to me void. No, my words, when I speak, I watch over them. Hallelujah. Amen. So I bless you and I brought you into Jesus Christ. Now you call yourself a Christian. And I gave you the gifts of the Spirit. You are so proud when you start speaking in tongues. You are so proud when the Lord speaks through you. You are so proud when you prophesy. Look at the beautiful voice you got. You are so proud. Hallelujah. I did all that for you. What injustice have you found in me in 2015? If you don't walk by sight, if you don't lean on your own understanding, if you relinquish control to me, if I am in the driver's seat, your life will be well. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because when the Israelites, they got to the Red Sea, they've even forgotten what they said to Moses. Moses, Moses, Moses. There are so many graves in Egypt. We wanted to remain in Egypt. That when we die, the vultures, our meat and our flesh wouldn't be for the vultures. We told you. Hallelujah. Exodus 30:14. We told you, Moses. And Moses turned around and said, don't be afraid. Moses spoke to the Lord, and the Lord told Moses, tell them, don't be afraid. They have even forgotten about that. So the Lord said, what injustice have you found in me? What? I did you good. I did you good. What injustice have you found in me? Divine Healers Church, and a Christian, what injustice have you found in the Lord? That you don't trust and believe in him anymore. That you are leaning on your own understanding. Everyone has turned on to their ways. And the Lord said, from the top to the soul, it's all sores, fresh sores, which hasn't been attended to. Nobody has attended to it because there is no medicine man. There is nobody. There is no doctor in the aisle. There's no doctor in the city. I am your healer. Hallelujah. Amen. I am your healer, and I am your provider, and I am your savior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said, this 2015, just walk by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, just walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, and Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. Do you know your Christ is alive? Do you know he's alive? Hallelujah. Amen. Death couldn't hold him. Hallelujah. He went to the grave and he got up because death couldn't hold him. Do you know that your Savior is alive? If you know your Savior is alive, have faith in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have faith in your Savior because he is the only one. When he's leading the way, everything is going to be smooth. He said, I will go before you. Like the message we heard on 31st. He said, I will go with you. And I will lead you. And I will send my fear and my terror before you. Hallelujah. Amen. No nation can conquer you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No health device can conquer you. Nothing in health-wise can conquer you. Nothing called poverty can conquer you. Nothing called anything which is injustice can conquer you. Because therefore, there's no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. That's why I gave you my son. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Sister, read on.
Jeremiah chapter 2,
have
starting from
that?
Verse 7. No.
Finish that.
From verse 7. I brought you into a bountiful country to eat its fruits and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
I gave you this building for you to come and worship. I gave you this building. I built it for you. 245 Fabian, please. I build it for you. For you to come and worship me. That's what the Lord said. But when it's time for you to come and worship me, you don't come. You have other excuses not to come. I brought you in here to heal you. I made this place for you to come and get peace and comfort. But you don't come. And yet, you want me to extend my hand to you. Oh, don't walk by sight. This 2015, don't walk by sight because I love those who love me. And those that diligently seek after me shall find me. Oh, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. Let the Lord be your shepherd.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let the Lord be your light and your salvation. You will fear no evil. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You won't tremble and you will never fall. Because he shall charge his angels. He shall command his angels. He shall give the word out that go and provide and make sure that they are all right. And when he commands, that's what it will be. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Finish.
Verse 8. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? And those who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that did not profit. Amen.
Amen.
Job chapter 19, verse 25 to 27. For I know that my Redeemer lives.
For I know! Sing that song for me. My Redeemer lives. I know my Redeemer. Sing that song for me.
I know my Redeemer lives. I know.
Yes.
My Redeemer.
Job said, I know my Redeemer. In the I can go over here, can't. Do you know your Redeemer lives? Hallelujah. The God who created me, I know he lives. Because I have faith in him. Hallelujah. Do you know your Savior lives? Acho moko Yesu. Eya wala o. Acho moko Yesu. Oh, Yesu. Yesu. Hey, Yawala. Yes, oh, yes, hey, yeah. Oh, Ashapogo, Emmanuel. Hey,
Yawala.
Oh, Ashapogo, Christ, hey. Praise God. So the Lord said this 2015. I want you to realize that your Redeemer lives. And I don't want you to walk by sight. I want you to walk by faith. Because those that come to me must believe that I am alive. Hallelujah. The dead can't do anything for you. And that's the reason why when I die, I rose up. And that's the reason why they gave me a name above all names. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm alive, so just mention my name. Mention my name in faith. Don't just mention my name like you have mentioned Abraham, Ana Yapompo, Ana Israel, Ana David, Ana Joseph. Don't mention my name like that. Because my name is above all names. So mention my name with faith. Don't mention my name in sight. Mention my name in faith. And I want you in 2015 to walk in faith and not in sight. If you want my hand to be stretched out to you, Jesus Christ said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died. Your fathers walked by sight and they never trusted in me fully. They never gave me the control. Oh, they broke the treaty. The agreement was turned upside down. In 2015, you can make amendments. Hallelujah. Amen. In 2015, all will be well with you. Yeah. Everything will be okay for you. Amen. If you will walk by faith and not by sight, as your forefathers did. And look at what happened to them. Oh, I made snakes to bite them. I made them to become slaves to other nations. I made other nations rule them. Oh, I spit the ground and I swallow them. Hallelujah. Because they never walk actually in faith. They walk by sight. But you, I gave you my son. Because I loved you. I provided for you. I've given you a relief. And Jesus Christ said, if you eat my body and drink my blood, my Father will write a new covenant with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The covenant which will be sealed with my blood. That whenever you walk by faith and you call my name, wonders will follow. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we know that all those who have faith in the Lord, when they tell this mountain moved, the mountain has to move. Hallelujah. Amen. We know, and it has been testified, and it has been written. Oh, Peter said, Peter, have faith. He has faith. faith in Jesus Christ. So he said to the blind man, he said to him, silver and gold I have none. Silver and gold I have none. But what I have faith in is what I'm giving you. Silver and gold I have none. Do you have silver and gold? Silver and gold we have none. But what we have is what we are giving you. Have faith in the Lord. Mark 11, 22. Have faith in the Lord and all will be well with you. Walk in faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's what the Lord is telling you in 2015. He said, my hand is ready to do wonders. Only when you walk in faith, you will see me. And then I will address your grievances. Job wanted his grievances to be addressed. And because he trusted the Lord, he went to the Lord and asked the Lord, Lord, if I have done anything wrong, I want to know. He had faith in the Lord that the Lord will judge justly. He had faith in the Lord. If you don't have faith in the Lord, you can't go to the Lord and ask questions. You can't. Because in the first place, you don't trust him. And if I know you don't trust me, why are you coming to me and asking me questions? Anything I'm going to tell you, you're going to doubt it anyway. So I ain't going to tell you, squat. Oh, praise God. Amen. If you don't have faith in me, why do you come to me? Sister Alfie, you are a teacher. If any student don't have faith in you, can you teach? Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to have faith in somebody for somebody to sit down and listen to you. Esther, if nobody has faith in you, can you listen to that person? You got to have faith in Jesus Christ. Then when you go to him, he can sit down and listen to your grievances and he will address them. And he said, then when you state your case, you'll be justified. Because you have faith in me that I can do it. So I will do it if you let me know. Praise God.
Job chapter 19, verse 25-27. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
Oh, yes!
Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another.
Not another, nobody else. Because I am the one that believes in him. And that's the reason why I told you I don't share Christ with anyone. Because he said, not another, but me. If you have faith in the Lord will come to your aid. Praise God. Amen. Not another, but you. So have faith in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Verse 27. Whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Amen. Amen. Exodus chapter 13.
No, even that's okay. Okay. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
For we Amen. Walk by faith. Mark 11, 22. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And Jesus Christ turned around and said, have faith in God.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters of the Divine Healers Church, in 2015, what Christ said is what we are saying to you. Have faith in God.
Amen.
Have faith in Jesus Christ. Have faith in the Lord. Have faith in your Savior. Have faith in the name above all names. Have faith in him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And everything will be all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, Jesus Christ answering said unto him. Sister, read.
Mark chapter 11, verse 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God.
So now, the reverence of the Divine Healers Church are telling you what Christ said. Members of the Divine Healers Church in 2015, walk by faith and not by sight. And have faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything will be all right. Praise God. So Christ has provided his body. He has provided his blood as a change. He said, I'm doing everything new. And I'm going to do everything new in your life. And this is just the beginning. If you eat my body and you drink my blood, any crooked way in your life, I will make it straight. If you eat my body and you drink my blood, where there is pain, I will change it. Oh, and I will make sure you will never cry on your bed anymore. But you will sleep and have a sound sleep. Hallelujah. Amen. And I will make sure that you will be the head and not the tail. And I will make sure that you will never go and borrow from somebody. The people will come and borrow from you. And last time when I said that, some sister came to me and said, added on to it that when they borrow, they should pay. Because as for me, I can't go and ask people to pay. So when they borrow, add it on to it that they should pay. So sisters, when you borrow, pay. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And my Lord will open the door and the windows of heaven for you if you eat his body and drink his blood. He said, today, I'm going to write a new covenant with you. Let me write it in your heart. Let me be your savior. Have faith in me and trust me. And let me be in control. Leave everything to me. Don't worry about anything. Because everything is going to be all right. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And so the body of Jesus Christ will be coming to you. The blood of Jesus Christ will be served to you. Everybody is required to eat and drink. Jesus Christ said, do this to remember that I will come again. Do this to remember that I will come again. And if my body and my blood is not in you, you have no eternal life. Because I will never resurrect you. I will never raise you up. My body and my blood is what is going to raise you up. You want to be raised up? You want to go to heaven? I want to go to heaven when I die, but yet I don't want to die now. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like my brother said one time, he said, at the church, everybody said they want to go to heaven. They said they love the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord. Not knowing that the pastor has hired somebody with a gun. And the gunman was waiting at the back. So everybody said, yeah, I'll die for Jesus. I'll die for Jesus. I want to go to heaven. I'll die for Jesus. And then all of a sudden, the person come out with the AK-40. Everybody was running. They ran out of the church. Only few left. These are the faithful. The rest are hypocrites. Hallelujah. Amen. The gun has got rid of them. Oh, praise God. Amen. Don't let pain and poverty and unemployment run you out of Christ. Because in all things, give thanks. And in all things, have faith in the Lord. Amen. Let's bow down.